Hi, I'm Jim Stroud.
And this is Karen Matinen, and welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge.
The Recruiter's Lounge is a podcast of news, interviews, and commentary on the recruiting industry, and it was designed with you in mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time in the Recruiter's Lounge.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to another exciting, action-packed, suspense-filled episode of the Recruiter's Lounge. This is your host with the most, Jim Stroud, and with me, as always, my faithful West Indian companion, Karen Madden. How are you, Karen? Yeah, that's what I thought. And next to Karen, we have a new guest. I guess he's sort of new to the lounge, Jeff Webb. Jeff, are you new to the lounge? This is your first time in the lounge, isn't it?
This is my first time in the lounge, and unless you count, you know, the videos that you have shot in the past of the back of my head.
So true, so true. Well, Karen is in a hissy fit, as always, as people listen to this podcast know, nothing different or new there. So... because we're on a time constraint this time, I know people don't believe that we try to stick to a certain format. Certainly Karen doesn't believe it, but we want to try to enforce that more so in this episode.
Power is within him.
Yeah. Okay. The topic of the day is the recession, and I want to quote a couple of lines from this article that I read. It was in USA Today.
You actually read something?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. The article is, this is the title, "Indicators Suggest Recession is Ending But Jobless Claims Rise." And it's from USA Today. And first, a couple of things I highlighted here. Let me see here. It says, economists have forecast a rise of 0.7% in unemployment after the initially reported 0.7% increase in June. Indicators suggest that recession is bottoming out and that the economic activity will likely begin recovering soon. But if that's the case, why are jobless claims still rising up? I'm curious as to what Jeff would think about this, since he is a Canadian.
I'd like to know, what's the situation, the climate also in Canada compared to that of America?
Yeah.
It's interesting. I mean, you know, obviously we weren't as deeply impacted by the recession as the American economy was.
You said you were not?
No. Our financial institutions have always been much more conservative.
Regulation actually works?
Yeah, it does. You're right. It's crazy, I know. But
I mean, hard to believe, isn't it?
We didn't go for the subprime stuff, right? We didn't do any of the subprime lending in Canada. It just doesn't exist. It wasn't allowed. So, you know, we weren't hit as hard. It was interesting, though, that article came out today, and about, I think, a month and a half to 2 months ago, the Bank of Canada said the recession is officially over in Canada. I find it all very interesting, the entire sort of media reporting of this stuff, because, you know, frankly, it was incredible. The Bank of Canada put out a press release, and it got covered by all the news carriers, that the recession's over, and people said, okay, well, I'll open up my wallets now, and I'll start spending. And that's when my recruiting friends, you know, in the world of recruiting up here in Canada, all start to get hired again and call me about searches, and, you know, we're trying to hire people, and this kind of floodgates opened. But really all it took was, you know, some media reports by some unknown governor at the Bank of Canada saying, that's it, folks, we're done. And it just sort of opened up. So I'm hoping that the same sort of effect will be seen. I kind of think recessions are a big psychological experiment. People believe that they're in recession, and therefore they get worried. They don't spend. That spending, you know, that lack of spending actually causes the recession. But I'm a socialist, as you may have seen on RBC. So.
Yeah, I know. You and I actually got in the conversation because of our similar beliefs, right?
Yes.
I mean, can I bring something to that, though, in that aspect? In regards to your country, where did your unemployment go?
We didn't get much higher than 7%, I think, across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now dropping again to, you know, probably it's going to be about, I think it's going to be about 6 or 5.5% this month. And then they are forecasting by the end of, by the middle of 2010 to be in a full scale recovery with, you know, lots of jobs being added to the economy. So,
what's the average unemployment number there on a good economy there in Canada?
Probably about 2%, 3%. 2 or 3%, yeah.
100%.
And what would they be, would you say the wages would be in reflection to inflation?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know, per se. I mean, in terms of, I don't know. I'm not sure in terms of, as against inflation. But, again, Canada is much more conservative financially. I mean, you'll find this from a recruiting standpoint as well. If you try and recruit in Canada, you're often up against a very conservative mindset. And so, although we are a social democracy, we do have a lot of kind of very conservative ideals around, at least around finances.
And I think in a lot of ways that was what helped maintain a consistency, because the French also, and as well as China, have somewhat of a social democracy as well. Now, it sounds strange hearing that from said about China recently, but China and France are also stating that they themselves are also coming out of this Great Depression / recession.
I've been hearing that too as well. I've been hearing that it's over and several other countries around the world, but the United States is the slowest to get out of it, we have the most sluggish signs of recovery.
Yes, and that's what's interesting. If we look about, he brought up the conversation regarding the social democracy. This is not political. This is just an aspect of healthcare.
Interestingly enough, many
of the countries that have come out actually have more of that kind of mentality. It's kind of interesting. I think what FDR kind of wrote about that, when he said, the test of our progress is not if we add more abundance to those who have much, it is if we provide enough for those who have too little, which means he was talking about jobs. I don't know. What do you think about that, Jeff? I mean, do you think that that's what helps create more jobs?
I think so. I mean, people will, I'm of two minds there. I mean, I certainly the government has a role that it can play in job creation. I mean, but, honestly, the onus is on the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that job creation as well, but they can certainly be supported through legislation. It's like a quasi-Keynesian philosophy, but it's not exactly Keynesian. I'm not a big proponent of spend your way out of a recession, because I think that's
absolutely
putting you in trouble later on. But you can certainly entice people. And again, I think that, a lot of economics is a lot about psychology. If you believe that you are in a good situation, then you are more likely to take risk. And if you believe that you're in a bad situation, then you're going to hold your money close to you, and that causes a problem.
Now, you said if we're more likely to take risk. Now, there's good risk and there's bad risk, because, obviously, we took a lot of bad risk as a country here in America in regards to the financial sector, and that is one of the reasons why the world pretty much blames America for the recession, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I don't think, Jim, to your point in saying that, America is, more sluggish to recover, honestly, it's kind of like being at the epicenter of an earthquake, right? I mean, if you're right at the center of the earthquake and you get the brunt of it, then, you're going to take a lot longer to rebuild. It's pretty simple. I think it's as simple as that. In Canada, again, regulation certainly did protect us at this time.
And actually in the 30s too.
Yes, true.
In the 30s, regulation also, because, that was when we got a lot of regulation reform was back in the 30s in America.
Hey, Jeff, I have a question too. How did the recession in Open Canada, how did it affect entrepreneurialism? Yeah, do you have people start more businesses during this time, or did you see them?
I think probably that's typically what happens, right? But I think that probably did happen, that we'll see a lot more small to medium-sized businesses that will open up because people simply couldn't find a job. They had to do something for money, so they decided to go out on their own.
Can I ask you another question in regards to that? There's a kind of a myth about owning a business in countries like, Europe and Canada, et cetera. What is it like to start a business? Is it more difficult to start a business in Canada than, say, America? And does a person have control over what they say and do within their own employees in a lot more ways than we do, let's say, than other countries? Or is it similar to that of America?
Well, I think to answer that question, it's always a hard thing to start a business. I don't think it's any harder or less hard depending on your geography. I think it's harder or less hard depending on your your work ethic and what kind of idea you have and whether or not you're ready to market yourself. But in terms of getting that support, I can only comment on, you know, the Canadian economy, and particularly in Toronto. There's a lot of things that are provided to small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend, actually, who started a children's clothing shop. Her website is fancypantskids.ca. She's going to love that I said that.
Everyone, run to the shop now. Run to the website right now.
That's right. That's right. And so, hey, you know, I bought one of your shirts, Jim, so I know how to buy them. And so she started, and she said that it was amazing the amount of support that she got. She got small business advisors. She got to take training on setting up your business plan. She's being supported by the federal government for her first year of business.
Really?
And they're paying sort of her a wage to get her business started.
Really?
She's gotten a lot of financing from the banks, but that's kind of a double-edged sword because, you know, you got a lot of financing, but then you owe a lot of money. So unless you're...
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what kind of finance rate, I mean, what kind of rate was she getting on, interest rate was she getting?
I think it's prime, so it's usually, you know, about 6%.
Okay.
Your prime is 6%?
Yes.
I mean, I hope people are listening to this. I mean, here's another question, and this is the big one, this is the big elephant in the room. But how much ownership does she have of her own company, or does the government own it?
No, she owns it 100%.
Thank you.
The government just provides her with support, and then, you know, they're hoping that that's money invested in the economy.
And so they're not going to come in there and try to go ahead and say, we own your company and tell you what to do, right?
No, not at
all. See, that's the belief that many have in regards to social systems. Unfortunately, I wanted to put some fear to rest, and I'm grateful that you were able to do so.
Yeah. Interesting.
I've been told we must go non-political. So going back into the question, I've been gotten this little instant message that said, no political here. Okay, so this, but I don't know if this was political if we're discussing different beliefs. But anyways, there is a thing I'd like to talk about. There's a gentleman named Nouriel Roubini. Nouriel Roubini is the guy who is called basically the angel of death or gloom in regards to the recession. He was considered to be the individual who actually foresaw this. He says that we should stop asking when the recession will end because growth will be below the potential for many, many years to come. And this is kind of like what happened with the Great Depression.